Some food for thought. The past decade has seen a lot of assistive and mainstream tech come onto the market. Below is my list of products and services that I have come across over the last 10 years in Australia. I may have put in some products that were already around in 2010, but they're still around smile. After this list is a current future list, perhaps on things to look out for and deal with for the next decade, some of which we still haven't resolved for accessibility, at least in Australia. The decade was quite busy, and I haven't put in everything, just the stuff that we dealt with at Vision Australia or in the community in general. And yes, I put Apple first smile. David Woodbridge, December 2019. The decade, 2010 to 2020. iPad. I did an unofficial launch of the iPad in Australia and Brisbane in 2010. Siri. Apple TV. Apple Watch. HomePod. AirPods. Apple Pay. I did a Channel 7 TV interview at the Broadway Apple Store when Apple Pay first became available in Australia. Amazon Echo, plus Echo Show with screen. Cortana. Google Home, plus Google Home Nest Hub with screen. Sneaking this in 2009 VoiceOver was released for iOS and TalkBack for Android became available with OS 1.5 Cupcake. 4G available in Australia in 2011, with movement at the end of this decade to 5G. Accessibility dedicated support help desk from Apple, Amazon, Google, and Microsoft. Accessible radios such as the Sangine, PR-D17, accessible AM/FM radio. AirNB My Eyes video assistant services. Amazon officially comes to Australia. Audio description becoming more available not just on DVD, but streaming services. TV not yet supported in Australia yet. ABC iView was trialed with 14 hours of content, mid-decade per week, and then stopped after 18 months or so. Funding for 2020 now for more content on TV. Audio streaming, AirPlay, Sonos, Chromecast, etc. Apple offers SIM support plus physical SIM from iPhone XS and above plus carriers in Australia supporting Apple Watch SIMs. Apps and more apps. Replacing many dedicated blind or low vision devices such as OCR systems, video magnifiers, light detectors, etc. App-controlled devices allowing accessibility via smartphones, alarm systems, air conditioner, coffee machines, robot vacuum, video doorbell, washing machine dryer, etc. Other apps to control such devices as the Fitbit exercise tracker, etc. Bindi Maps arrives on the scene with indoor beacons at some Vision Australia and Guide Dog offices plus other places such as a shopping center in Sydney. Had the pleasure of working with the Bindi Maps folks in testing out the app and beacons. Braille display support for both iOS and Android. Braille back not TalkBack for Android. Brailling on a flat touchscreen, VoiceOver BSI. Bluetooth keyboard full support for VoiceOver on iOS, OS support on Android using TalkBack. Bluetooth keyboard supporting multiple devices. Bluetooth Braille displays to support multiple devices. Bush or the Hill set-top talking digital set-top box became available in Australia, didn't really last that long. Bone conduction earphones and other audio devices like the Aftershocks, Bose frames, etc. Coding accessibility. Swift Playgrounds from Apple, and Code Jumper from Microsoft. Custom devices such as the Victor Reader Stream for reading Daisy books, online streaming of radio, etc. Dolphin Pod and Dolphin Guide Pod making reading books easier by plugging in to a TV. Dot Watch Smart Braille Watch. Envoy Connect. Cheap Daisy Player. Expansion of accessibility solutions on desktop mobile platforms. Gaming consoles such as the Xbox, and the Apple TV with accessibility and improvements to actual gameplay accessibility. Improvements to Apple and Microsoft screen readers, especially Narrator and Windows 10 Plus touchscreen support for Narrator. Changes to Braille displays and note takers, Android stuff and Windows. Braille Note Touch, Polaris, L Braille, Inside One. Commute first 9-line Braille display book reader. JAWS and Zoom Text continue to grow plus combining to form Fusion. Window Eyes discontinued. Magic mainly used for legacy institutions, Supernova coming back a bit. Non-visual desktop access, NVDA still going strong as well. Guide Connect comes back on the scene in the later part of the decade, at least in Australia. iBooks first becomes available on the iPad, then followed by iOS, plus now Google Books, Kindle Books, etc. on mobile. Kindle physical ebook readers. Microsoft opens up a store in Sydney, very similar to the Apple Store and great service. Microsoft accessible Xbox console controller. Microsoft fully supporting Microsoft Office not only on Windows, but on Mac with full accessibility with VoiceOver. Microsoft amazing two apps, Seeing AI, and Soundscape. Mesh networking for home to increase Wi-Fi coverage across living spaces. Mobility aids such as the Buzz Clip or Sahunu Band become available. OCR becomes a bit more portable with the Pearl Camera and OpenBook Smart Vision 2, Android smartphone to still offer touchscreen and physical keys for screen reader users. Samsung smartphone tablet with voice assistant. Samsung Galaxy Watch with voice assistant. Smart home switches, smart globes, etc. Smart TVs with accessibility, Samsung with voice assistant, Android TV, etc. Streaming music and video services, Amazon Music Prime, Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Disney Plus, Netflix, Spotify, etc. Switch control for desktop mobile platforms, RIVO keyboard, custom keyboard for voiceover, TalkBack and voice assistant on mobile, tactile banknotes in Australia, talking devices on a bit of a comeback, talking microwave, talking induction hob, talking blood pressure monitor, talking pedometer, etc. Trackpad external supported with voiceover on Mac Snow Leopard and then later on MacBooks. Touch bar supported on MacBook Pros with voiceover. Tile tags or other tracking devices. Touch ID and Face ID. Tracker Breeze. Standalone GPS device. Wearables. Echo Loop. Tap with us. Or Cam. Iris Vision. Aero Smart Glasses, etc. Wireless charging. Vision Australia produces iOS and Android apps to access online library. Vision Australia radio accessible via the internet as well as podcasts. Video conferencing, FaceTime, Skype, Zoom voice dictation and voice control becoming settled in mainstream for desktop mobile. Now current in next decade. Third-party screen readers or screen magnifiers no longer required. 3D printing becomes more accessible and doable at home. 5G implications. Accessible digital radios. Accessible fitness equipment in their own right. Accessible cable set-top boxes, especially Foxtel in Australia. Accessible eFTPOS terminals. Accessible or better access solutions to ATMs. Accessibility push for apps for desktop mobile, and the web continues. Accessible office equipment. Accessible public places, institutions, library, museum, etc. Automated train systems. Driverless trains such as Sydney Metro Light Rail. Automated elevators where car is selected by a touchscreen and need to find the actual car to go into. Automated lawn mowing machines. Bus. Identify bus number, route, and bus stop. Better and wider coverage for mobile and home Wi-Fi. Biometrics for security. Delivery drones. Electric cars, audible sounds. Finding and identifying products when physically shopping. Independent train station, and aircraft airport travel, plus accessible entertainment in flight. Indoor beacons and indoor maps. GPS improvements. Better accuracy. Work better in bus trains, and work better in built-up areas such as tall building cityscapes. Object recognition for physical environment and implications for O&M. OCR will do handwriting recognition. PDF file access is finally conquered. Phones with no physical buttons or controls. Robot guide dog. Smart speakers and personal assistants will cope with variations in a person's speech pattern. Smart speakers and personal assistants improve with better AI. Smart TVs get better accessibility, especially with apps browsing the web. Smart device replaces mobile desktop, becomes one device. Smaller and discrete wearable devices. Self-service checkouts in shops. Self-service kiosks. Self-driving vehicles used for dedicated routes. Speech input-output in devices. Solar and .or public charging stations for smartphones, etc. on trains, public spaces, etc. Touchscreens in cars. Touchscreen home appliances. End of document.